弟兄姐妹们，主里平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
好，我们感谢主，开始 Steven 弟兄带领我们唱了这首非常非常荣耀的诗歌。
We thank the Lord that our brother Steven lead us sing this glorious hymn.
我们知道这首诗歌有一个字重复了很多很多次。
We know there is one word that was repeated several times in this hymn.
这个字就是哈利路亚。
This word is hallelujah.
我不知道大家是不是知道。哈利路亚这个字到底什么意思
？I don't know if all of us are clear about the meaning of hallelujah.
啊，我就留一个功课，大家回去发现哈利路亚到底什么意思。
I'll leave this as a homework for everyone to find out the meaning of hallelujah.
啊，我们开始的时候，我们来看起初的圣经。
Let's first start to read a passage of scriptures together.
下面我请大家打开圣经，不是打开手机。
I want to invite everyone to open the Bible, not to use your cell phone.
我想我们这里今天有高中生在啊，他们手上都有一本圣经。
I think we have a lot of high schoolers in our midst, and they all have a Bible in their hands.
我想我们每个人来聚会，我们手上都应该带上圣经。
I think for everyone who gather here, I want us to have a Bible in your hand.
因为打开我们自己的圣经有一个好处。
There is a benefit of opening the Bible.
就是我们来读的时候是要低着头来读的。
It is when you read the Bible, you need to bow your head.
所以我们来读神的话之前，我们先要来低头。我们要在神的话面前，我们要低头。
So before we read the Word of God, before God, we need to bow our head.
好，我们第一处要来看的圣经是约翰福音十一章。
The first scripture we need to read is in the book of John, chapter 11.
我们翻到约翰福音十一章，我们就读一节。
Book of John chapter 11, let's read only one verse.
第四节。
Verse 4.
耶稣听见就说，这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
When Jesus heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it.
这是当主耶稣听见他所爱的拉撒路病了之后所说的话。
Those are the words spoken by Lord Jesus after he heard whom he loved, Lazarus, and that died.
下面一节圣经，我们要翻到旧约诗篇七十二篇。
Let's move on to the book of Psalms 72.
诗篇七十二篇，我们就读十九节。
Psalm 72, let's read verse 19.
好，他荣耀的名也当称颂，直到永远。愿他的荣耀充满全地。阿们，阿们。
To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
好，下面一节我们要翻回新约以弗所书。
The previous verse is blessed be his glorious name forever, and let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. Then let's move on to Book of Ephesians.
好。我们在基要真理组，我们大家有一个任务，就是我们要熟悉六十六卷圣经的次序啊。所以今天早晨呢，我们有这个机会一起来操练。
So in our Basic Truth Bible Reading Group, one of the things we need to work on is to know the order of the 66 scriptures order, and this is what we will practice today.
好，我们要看以弗所书第三章二十一节。
We will read the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 21.
以弗所书三章二十一节，但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿们。
To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
好，现在我想大家读过这三处的圣经，我们知道我们今天要来分享的题目是关于荣耀。
After we read those verses, I think we all know that today's topic is about glory.
这个题目非常的大，不容易来分享。
It's a vast subject which is not easy to cover.
但同时这个题目我们也知道是极其丰富，有非常多的内容可以来分享。
But at the same time, we know it is a very rich topic, and there is a lot to share.
所以我希望大家下面的时间都能够来警醒的祷告。
Therefore, I want all of us to be watchful and prayful.
警醒的意思就是不要睡着了。
I think the meaning of being watchful is not to fall asleep.
好，下面我们有些祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们谦谦卑地来到主的面前。
Lord, we humbly come before you.
因为我们知道，主啊，我们所有的一切不是我们自己人所能成就，是你自己的荣耀的工作在我们的当中。
Lord, we know because it's not what we can do anything; it's all because of your glorious work.
所以今天早晨，我们就把这一点时间再次恭敬交在我们这一位荣耀主的手中。
So we humbly commit this time in your hands.
你自己把你荣耀的光照在这些话语的当中。
May you enlight your glorious light into your word.
也照在我们每一个人的心里面。
And illuminate all our hearts.
让我们实在更多的能够来明白神向着我们这善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So that we may know the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God.
所以我们把下面的时间交在恩主的手中，求主帮助我们。
We will commit the ensuing time in our gracious God's hand, so that you will help us.
我们感谢你，奉主的名祷告。
We thank you. It's in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.我姊妹怕我这个题目讲不清楚，叫我先把提纲先给大家。
My wife is afraid that I may not fellowship on this topic clearly, so she wants me to give the outline.
好，下面这一个小时，我差不多是从这个五个方面来跟大家分享。
So in the following hour, I will fellowship on five aspects.
第一个，我们要讲到神的荣耀，就说什么是神的荣耀。
The first aspect is glory of God, and talking about what is the glory of God.
第二个，我们要分享到神荣耀的工作。
And the second is the glorious work of God.
第三个，讲到神荣耀的彰显。
And the third point is a manifestation of God's glory.
第四个，我们要分享到神荣耀的器皿。
And the vessel of God's glory.
最后，我们要看到神的荣耀，他所要彰显的。
And lastly, we want to see what.The glory's work, what will be manifested by the work of glory by God.
好，我们感谢主，上个周末在我们中间有福音的聚会，让我们能够来一同，能够来为主来传福音，为福音来做见证。
We thank the Lord that last weekend we have a gospel meeting in which we preach the gospel and also testify for the Lord.
我们在主日的下午，我们也看到了七位新门的弟兄姐妹，他们所做的受浸的见证。
And on the Sunday, last Sunday afternoon, we also see the baptismal testimonies of our brothers and sisters.
我们实在感到神爱世人，他救我们每一个相信他的人。
We truly sense that God loves the world, and He saved all those who believe Him.
来救我们脱离罪，脱离死亡。
He saved us from sin and death.
来叫我们得到这个永远的生命，叫我们的生命被改变。
So that we can receive the eternal life, and our life can be transformed by Him.
所以当我们来向人传福音的时候，我们会讲到我们每一个人都是罪人。
So when we preach the gospel, we say we are all sinners.
我们都犯了罪，我们都因为罪而死在罪恶过犯之中。
We have all sinned and we're dead in sins and transgressions.
因为这个原因，我们要来蒙拯救，我们要脱离罪，我们要让我们的罪得赦免。
Because of this, we need to be saved and we need our sins to be forgiven.
所以我们就要来清楚到底什么是罪。
So we need to know what is sin.
我想我们当中的高中生应该很清楚什么是罪。
I think our high schoolers here, they all know what is sin.
大家也不用紧张因为你们都高中生了如果你们在小学的话，我会叫你们举手来回答这个问题。
You don't need to be nervous if you're still, since you're already high schoolers, if you're still in elementary school, I will call on you to raise your hand to answer the question.
因为在圣经当中有许多的地方讲到罪。
Because sin is mentioned in several places in the Bible.
但我个人觉得罗马书三章二十三节是一个比较好的对罪的一个定义。
But personally, I found the book of Romans chapter 3 verse 23 offered a very clear and concise definition of sin.
而且这个定义是非常的简洁的。
It's very concise.
这一节说到因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
It says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
罪就是亏缺了神的荣耀。
Sin is falling short of the glory of God.
罪就是未能达到神的荣耀。
Sin is not reaching the glory of God.
没有达到神荣耀的标准。
Sin means we're not reaching the standard of the glory of God.
所以我们都很清楚，罪不仅仅讲到我们外面的一些犯罪的一些罪行的行为。
So we know sin is not merely the outward actions.
罪也不仅仅是我们里面一些不讨神喜悦的心思意念。
And it's not only in those hearts and minds within us that was not pleasing to God.
罪是说到我们没有达到神的荣耀。
Sin is talking about we do not reach the glory of God.
因为起初神的荣耀就在我们人的身上。
Because the glory of God was originally among men.
我们人要来做的就应该来荣耀这一位造他荣耀形象造我们的神。
What we need to do is to glorify God, because we are created in His image.
而当我们没有显出活出神的荣耀的时候，
When we do not manifest the glory of God,
当我们没有叫神得荣耀的时候，这就是我们每个人的罪。
And it is our sin when we do not glorify God.
所以我们人犯罪的后果不是仅仅是死亡或在落在灭亡之中。
And that was our sin. So sin does not just mean sin and death or fall into destruction.
在神的眼中，我们人犯罪的后果就是损失了神的荣耀，失去了神的荣耀。
In God's eyes, sin means we lost the glory of God.
所以因为这个原因，我们来对付罪的时候，我们要来思想。
So it's because of this, when we deal with sin, we need to think about this.
我们来对付罪，我们不仅仅是来认罪悔改。
When dealing with sin, we not only need to repent.
我们更要是要让神的荣耀恢复在我们的身上。
We not only need to confess and repent, we need to revive and restore the glory of God on us.
神的救赎不仅仅是赐给我们生命。
God's redemption not only gives us life,
而更重要的是他要恢复我们达到神的荣耀。
More importantly, it needs to restore the glory of God.
这是神永远不变的目的，就是他的荣耀。
This is the unchanging purpose of God, which is His glory.
那么什么是荣耀呢？
So what is glory?
简单来说，荣耀就是神的自己。
Simply put, glory is God Himself.
荣耀是神的同在。
Glory is the presence of God.
荣耀是神的满足。
It is the satisfaction of God.
荣耀是神的丰富。
It is the fullness of God.
荣耀就是神自己的彰显。
Glory is the manifestation of God Himself.
当我们看见了荣耀的时候，我们就看见了神。
When we see glory, we see God Himself.
所以荣耀就是神的自己，荣耀就是神自己的彰显。
Because glory is God Himself, it's a manifestation of God.
荣耀不仅是神的自己，而且所有的一切都是照着神的荣耀。
Glory is a manifestation of God Himself, and everything is created in God's image, which is His glory.
神的荣耀是一切事物的标准。
Glory is God's His standard for everything.
神的荣耀测量我们一生的年月。
God's glory measures all the days of our life.
神的荣耀来测量我们个人、家庭、团体的生活。
It measures our personal, family, and corporate life.
神的荣耀来测量我们的敬拜，来测量我们的侍奉。
It measures our worship and service.
我们的一生的日子最后能不能被神纪念，在于我们的日子有没有显出神的荣耀。
Whether all the days of our life will be remembered by God relies on whether or not we manifested His glory.
神也是用他的荣耀来审判我们的。
God also uses His glory to judge us.
他也是用他的荣耀来管教我们的。
And also He uses His glory to discipline us.
我们都很熟悉，有圣经当中有一句话说，人无异象，民就放肆。
We're familiar with a verse, without a vision, man will be unrestrained.
异象就是神的荣耀。
The vision is the glory of God.
我们人没有神荣耀的管教，就会放肆。
Without the discipline of God's glory, we will be unrestrained.
我们可能有一首诗歌，我们都可能大家都熟悉的诗歌。
There's a hymn that we may be very familiar with.
这首诗歌是《我若稍微偏离正路》当中有一节是这么说的。
This hymn is if from the right course I depart, and one stanza says this.
我今每日举目细望，审判台前亮光，愿我所有生活工作那日都能耐火。
I am daily gazing at the light, out of His judgment seat, that all my living and my works may stand the test of fire.
神的荣耀是审判台前的光。
God's glory is the light of lights before the judgment seat.
来照明我们一切真实的光景。
It illuminates the true condition of us.
神的荣耀也是审判台前的火。
God's glory is also the fire before His judgment seat.
来除灭一切不是出于荣耀的。
Which burn out all that is not of His glory.
在以赛亚书第六章当中，以赛亚看见了一个荣耀的异象。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, Isaiah saw the vision of God's glory.
他看见主坐在高高宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿，其上有撒拉弗侍立，彼此呼喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华。他的荣光充满全地。
He said, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up. The train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. And the whole earth is full of his glory.
当以赛亚看见了这个神荣耀的异象的时候，他在神荣耀的异象的光中就看见了他自己真实的光景。
Isaiah saw this glorious vision of God, and in the light of God's glory, he saw his true condition.
所以他来呼喊说，祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
And therefore he cried out, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips.And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips.
以赛亚在神荣耀的光中看见了他的不洁。
In the light of God's glory, he saw his uncleanness.
以赛亚不仅在神审判的光中看见了他自己的光景，神荣耀的管教也落在了他的身上。
Under the light of God's judgment, not only did Isaiah saw his condition, but he also received the discipline of God.
他接着说，有一撒拉弗飞到我眼前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的，将炭沾我的口，说，看啊，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。
He then said, one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal in his hand.Which he had taken from the altar with tongs. He touched my mouth with it and said, Behold, this has touched your lips, and your guilt is taken away, and atonement is made for your sin.
神用他的荣耀来管教我们，来除掉我们的罪孽。
God uses the glory to discipline us and cleanse us of our transgression.
神的荣耀是他的标准。
His glory is his standard.
他用他荣耀的光来显明我们。
He used his glory to shine upon us.
他用他的荣耀来审判我们，来管教我们。
He used his glory to judge us, to discipline us.
因为荣耀的神要在我们身上来做荣耀的工作。
Because our glorious God wants to do the work of glory among us.
什么是神荣耀的工作呢？
So what is God's glorious work?
神所要做，他要所成就的到底是什么呢？
So what is it what God wants to achieve?
我们开始读的诗篇72篇19章说到，愿他的荣耀充满全地。
In the book of Psalm 72:19, it says, And let the whole earth be filled with his glory.
神所要做的，所要成就的就是他的荣耀充满全地。
What God wants to do and to accomplish is for His glory to fill the earth.
这是神最重要得着的。
This is what He wants to do eventually.
这也是神一直不停、一直不变的一个工作，要他的荣耀充满全地。
This is also His continuous, unchanging work. It is to fill the earth with His glory.
在中文圣经当中，荣�耀这个字出现了差不多有390次。
The word glory appeared in the Bible in Chinese almost 390 times.
我们也看见整本圣经从开始多末到末了都充满了神荣耀的工作。
And we can also see throughout the entire Bible, God's work of glory has filled it.
起初神创造人是照着他的形象，是照着他荣耀的形象造的。
in the beginning when God created man, it was he created man in his image.
他对人说要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地。
He told man to be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it.
这就是人，这就是神起初对人的心意，就是要神的荣耀，他的荣耀充满全地，用他的荣耀来治理这个地。
This is God's original intention when he created a man. He wants his glory to fill the earth and his glory to govern the earth.
后来当以色列百姓出了埃及来到旷野的时候，
After the Israelites left Egypt and came to the wilderness,
当神的帐幕树立起来的时候，
When the tabernacle was set up,
我们就看见神的荣耀充满了帐幕。
We see God's glory filled the tabernacle.
当以色列百姓进到迦南地之后，
After the Israelites entered the land of Canaan,
所罗门王在耶路撒冷建造圣殿。
King Solomon built the temple in Jerusalem.
当圣殿建成，约柜被抬进殿里的时候，我们看见耶和华的荣光就充满了殿。
When the temple was completed and the Ark of Covenant was brought into the temple, the glory of God filled the temple.
说到神的圣殿，顺便我就提一句大家都很熟悉的一节圣经。
Speaking of God's temple, I want to mention a well-known verse in the Bible.
就是主耶稣在圣殿里对人所说的，我的殿必作祷告的殿。
It's what Jesus said to people, my house shall be called a house of prayer.
你们倒使它成为贼窝了。
But you have made it a den of the thieves.
主在这里给我们看见神的殿不仅是一个荣耀充满的殿，也是一个祷告的殿。
So here God lets us see that the house of God is not just a place where God is not a place of prayer, but also where glory of God fills.
祷告与神的荣耀是有直接关系的。
There is a direct connection between prayer and God's glory.
当神的殿是一个万民祷告殿的时候，他的荣耀就充满在其中。
When the house of God is a house of prayer, His glory fills it.
而当神的殿中缺少祷告，甚至没有祷告的时候，神的殿就成为了贼窝。
When there is a lacking or absence of prayer, then the house of God becomes a den of thieves.
好像贼把神的荣耀从神的殿中给偷走了。
It is as if the thieves have stolen God's glory.
神的殿就失去了神的荣耀。
And it caused the glory of God to be lost.
祷告和神的荣耀是有直接关系的。
There is a direct connection between prayer and God's glory.
所以我们要来一起更好地在神的殿中来祷告。
Therefore, we need to pray in the house of God.
让神的殿是一个祷告的殿。
So that the house of God is a house of prayer.
来恢复，来复兴神的荣耀充满在神的殿中。
So the glory of God can be revived and restored.
在圣经最后的启示录中，我们看到了新天新地。
In the book of Revelation, we see the new heaven and new earth.
在新天新地里有圣城耶路撒冷，由神那里从天而降。
In the new heaven, new earth, there's a holy city coming down from heaven.
那城里不用日月光照，因有神的荣耀光照。
The city has no need of the sun or the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminates it.
我们看到神最终所要得着的是神的荣耀光照。
We see what God ultimately seeks is for the glory of God illuminates it.
他的荣光充满全地是神永远的工作。
His glory fills the earth is the eternal work of God.
我们蒙恩得救是为着他的荣耀。
We are saved by grace for His glory.
我们的敬拜侍奉是为着他的荣耀。
Our worship and service is for His glory.
我们每一天的生活也是为着他的荣耀。
Our daily living is also for His glory.
哥林多前书十章三十一节说到，甚至我们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31 says,Therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
我们每天最基本的吃喝，我们每天所做的任何的一件事，都要为荣耀神而活。
The basic things we do every day, whether it's eating or drinking, or the very small things we do, are all down to the glory of God.
因为有了神的荣耀，就是吃喝，就是我们生活当中最小的事，也是有价值的。
With the glory of God, even the smallest thing we do is meaningful and valuable.
所以我们每天的日子应该是可以过得非常有意义，也是非常荣耀的日子。
So every day we live should be meaningful and very glorious.
我们的日子是可以来成就神荣耀的工作的。
It should be able to accomplish the glorious work of God's glory.
就是借着我们的吃喝，我们生活中的小事，我们都可以让全地充满他的荣耀。
Even through the smallest thing, like eating or drinking, we can allow His glory to fill the earth.
能够让神的荣耀彰显在全地。
So that God's glory may be manifested on earth.
那么神的荣耀是怎么来彰显的呢？
So how can God's glory be manifested?
人是如何能够来看见神的荣耀，来得知神荣耀的工作呢？
So how can people see God's glory and see His work of glory?
所以我们开始念的以弗所书三章二十一节就这样说，但愿他在教会中并在基督耶稣里得到荣耀，直到世世代代永永远远。
So Book of Ephesians chapter 3 verse 21 says, To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
神是借着基督和教会来世世代代永永远远彰显神的荣耀的。
God manifested his glory through Christ and the church from generation to generation forever and ever.
首先神是借着他的儿子耶稣基督来彰显他的荣耀。
First of all, God manifested his glory through his son, Jesus.
因为从来没有人看见神，只有在 父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
For no one has seen God, and the only begotten son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.
荣耀是神的工作，而基督的工作就是来彰显神的荣耀，来归荣耀于神。
Glory is God's work, and the work of Christ is to manifest God's glory and to bring glory to God.
所以我们看见主在地上虽然做了很多的事情，去过很多的地方，行了很多的神迹，但他只有一个目的，就是要在全地来彰显神的荣耀。
So we see that when Jesus was on earth, he did many things. He has been to many places and he performed many miracles, but he only had one purpose, which is to manifest God's glory.
他就是为了叫世上的人能够归荣耀于神。
He wants all the people to give glory to God.
基督他本有神的形象，基督他本有神的荣耀。
Jesus, he was of the very nature of God and he was in the very image of God.
当人在地上看见基督的时候，就看见了神的荣耀。
When people see Jesus, they saw the glory of God.
主在地上没有留下任何其他的东西，只有神的荣耀。
The Lord Jesus did not leave anything else but the glory of God.
主在地上没有彰显任何的家型美容，他只彰显神的荣耀。
When Jesus was on earth, he did not manifest any outward beauty, but the glory of God.
当主耶稣降生在地上的时候，有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神。
When Lord Jesus was born on earth, suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God.
主耶稣一降在地上，就是来彰显神的荣耀，归荣耀于神。
The reason Jesus was born on earth is because he needs to give glory to God.
主耶稣在地上所行的事，就是叫瞎子看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风的洁净，聋子听见，死人复活，穷人有福音传给他们。这都是叫人借着我们的主能够来看见神的荣耀，来归荣耀于神。
Everything Jesus did on earth, whether it's healing the blind, making the lame work, cleanse the lepers and causing the deaf to hear, or raising the dead and preaching the gospel to the poor, it was all to show people the glory of God.
主死后三天复活，最后他被接在荣耀里。
After his death, three days later, He was received into glory.
我们看见主在地上所做的一切，就是来彰显从神而来的荣耀。他从荣耀到荣耀。
We see all that he did on earth was to manifest the glory of God from glory to glory.
主不仅来彰显神的荣耀，而且他来恢复神的荣耀在地上，在我们人的中间。
Jesus did not only, he not only came to manifest God's glory, but he also revived and restored the God's glory among us.
因为我们人都亏缺了神的荣耀，好像神的荣耀在地上消失了，神的荣耀在地上失去了。
And all men have sinned and fell short of God's glory, it is as if God's glory was lost among men.
所以主在地上要来做恢复神荣耀的工作，来做复兴的工作。
Therefore, Lord Jesus need to come on earth to do the work of restoration and revival.
复兴不是一些属灵的运动，或者是一些属灵的表现。
Revival is not just the spiritual movement or expression of spirituality.
复兴是恢复我们所失去的神的荣耀。
Revival is a restoration of the glory of God, which we lost.
所以人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
Therefore, the Son of Man came to seek and save those lost people.
主来寻找拯救失去神荣耀的人。
The Lord came to seek and save those who had lost God's glory.
主来寻找我们，不仅把我们从罪恶过犯中寻回。
Lord came to seek us. He not only saved us from sins and transgression.
主来寻找我们，不仅把我们从世界当中来寻回。
He seeks us not just from this world.
更重要的是，主来恢复我们，叫我们得生命，得神荣耀的生命。
But more importantly, He restored us. He wants us to gain life, eternal life of God.
让我们能够来重新来彰显神的荣耀。
So we can manifest God's glory again.
这是真正的福音，是一个荣耀的福音。
This is a true gospel, the gospel of glory.
在我们开始所念的以弗所书三章二十一节也说到，他在教会中并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀。
As we read in Book of Ephesians chapter 3 verse 21, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus.
神不仅在基督耶稣里要显出荣耀，而且这个荣耀也要在教会中，在我们的当中能够来显出神的荣耀来。
Not only God's glory will be revealed in Christ Jesus, but also His glory will be revealed in the church and among us.
罗马书八章三十节说到，神预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Book of Romans chapter 8 verse 30 says,Moreover, whom he predestined, then he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified.
神创造我们，救赎我们的最终目的，就是要叫我们能被磨成神儿子的模样，像他的儿子主耶稣一样，能够得到荣耀，来彰显神的荣耀。
God created us and saved us, and his ultimate purpose is so that we can, like His Son Jesus, can manifest His glory.
这就是我们为什么一直说我们要被磨成神儿子的模样，就是为了来彰显神的荣耀。
This is why we say we need to be transformed into the image of His Son, so that we may manifest the glory of God.
那位浪子的父亲不仅完全欢迎那位浪子回家。
The father of the prodigal son not only completely welcomed the returning of his son.
他不仅恢复他在家中仍旧做儿子。
Not only restored his position as his son, former son.
而且作为父亲，把上好的袍子给他穿上，把鞋穿在他的脚上，把戒指戴在他的指头上。
But he also clothed him with the best robe.Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet.
我们读的时候都会觉得这实在是太过了。
When we read this, we may think it's too much.
那个大儿子也是这样想的。
And this is probably what the older son thought.
但我们看见这位父亲的心，不仅是为了要重新得回这位失去的儿子。
But we see the heart of the father towards his son. He not only just want to regain the son he lost.
这位的父亲的心是要恢复他儿子荣耀高贵的身份。
But he want to restore the son's a glorious and honorable position.
这个就是神向着我们每一个人的心。
This is also God's heart towards each and every one of us.
他要我们这些亏缺了神荣耀的人能被恢复有他荣耀的样子。
He wants to restore us so we can manifest his glory.
这个就是神今天在我们全地要做的复兴的工作。
This is a revival work of God among the earth, on earth.
神从来不是在我们身上做修修补补的工作。
God does not do patchwork among us.
不是在我们身上做一些装饰的工作。
He does not do decorative work on us.
神要我们跟他儿子一样有神荣耀的生命。
He wants us to have the same glorious life just like his son Jesus.
这就是为什么主要为我们上十字架，为我们死。
This is why Jesus died for us on the cross.
如果他在我们身上只做一些修修补补装饰的工作，他不用上十字架为我们死。
If the work he did was just a patchwork or decorative work, he did not need to go on the cross for us.
因为一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍是一粒，若是死了，就结出许多的籽粒来。
Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain.
因为只有这个主荣耀的生命才能来彰显神的荣耀。
Only in this way can the glory of God can be manifested.
因为神要我们每个人身上都有主这个荣耀的生命来彰显神的荣耀。
God wants in us the glorious life of Christ to be manifested.
教会我们所有神的儿女就是那充满万有者所充满的。
The church, all of God's children, is the fullness of Him who's all in all.
我们应该就是神荣耀所充满的器皿。
We are the vessels of filled with God's glory.
我们都应该是来彰显神荣耀的器皿。
We are the vessels that manifest the glory of God.
神创造了我们这一个一个的器皿。
God creates us as vessels.
神拯救了我们这一个一个的器皿。
He saves us as his vessels.
他也花代价花功夫来预备我们这一个一个的器皿。
He put a lot of effort to prepare us as his vessels.
因为神要我们能够来成为能盛装他荣耀的器皿。
Because he wants us to be the vessels that contain his glory.
因为神不会把他的荣耀放在一个没有预备好的容器里。
Because he will not place his glory in an unprepared vessel.
神要来预备他可用的器皿。
God wants to prepare us as usable vessels to him.
神要把他的荣耀放在他所预备好的器皿的里面。
He wants to place his glory into those prepared vessels.
让我们每一个人，让他的教会能够来成为盛装神荣耀的器皿。
So that each one of us and his church can be the vessel that contain his glory.
能够来借着我们，借着教会，能够来彰显神的荣耀。
So that through us and through the church, the God's glory can be manifested.
我们每一位弟兄姐妹都是神所拣选的器皿。
Each of us, brothers and sisters, we are a chosen vessel by God.
我们不能轻看我们自己。
We cannot belittle us.
我们都是神所来拣选、来制作的器皿。
We are all chosen, and we are the ones that are molded by God.
我们都要被神能够来制作，可以来盛装神荣耀的器皿。
We are to be molded by Him so that we can contain the glory of God.
所以，为着这个缘故，我们就要来明白神要得着的是怎么样子的器皿。
So for this purpose, we need to understand what kind of vessel the Lord wants to gain.
我今天这个器皿，我能不能来盛装神的荣耀？
As a vessel, can I contain the glory of God?
我们怎么样子能够来知道我已经被神预备了，被神制作了，我可以来盛装神的荣耀？
How do I know whether or not I am prepared as a vessel that can contain the glory of God?
所以下面我们要从我们很熟悉的拉撒路死而复活的故事当中，我们要来看神所要得着的荣耀的器皿是怎么样子的。
So in the following time, I want us to understand what kind of the vessel God desired through the story of Lazarus.
让我们能够来思想，让我们来对照我们现在这个光景。是不是可以配得上神所要得着的器皿
？So that we can compare and to know what kind of vessel the God desired.
第一，神要得着的器皿 是一个被破碎的器皿。
First, God's desired vessel is a vessel that's broken by Him.
神来制作他的器皿，首先要来做的就是来破碎这个器皿。
When God creates a vessel, the first thing He will do is to break this vessel.
所以我们看到这个故事当中说，拉撒路病了。
So we see in Lazarus' story, it says Lazarus became sick.
主让拉撒路病了，来破碎拉撒路。
The Lord allows Lazarus to be sick to break him.
而且我们也看到，神也叫拉撒路的病来破碎马大和玛利亚，以及跟随主耶稣的门徒。
And we also see the Lord allows Lazarus' illness to break Martha, Mary, and the disciples who follow him.
拉撒路是耶稣所爱的。
Lazarus was loved by Jesus.
是神所拣选的器皿。
He was chosen by God as a vessel.
但是拉撒路病了。
But Lazarus became sick.
这个被神所拣选的器皿病了。
This chosen vessel became sick.
这个就说到这个器皿的软弱。
This tells us that the vessel is weak.
当我们人生病的时候，就显出我们人的软弱。
When we fall ill, it shows our weakness as humans.
我们病了，我们就没有办法来做我们所应当做的。
When we are sick, we can no longer do the things we usually do.
所以我们人天然的器皿就是软弱无力的，是没有办法来盛装神的荣耀的。
So our natural vessel is weak and powerless. It cannot contain the glory of God.
而且拉撒路这个病是不可医治的。
Plus, the illness of Lazarus is not curable.
这个病的结局就是死亡。
The result of this illness is death.
这让我们看见我们人，我们这个天然的器皿的本质就是死亡。
This reveals the very nature of us as a natural vessel, which is death.
而死亡是神荣耀的反面。
And death is opposite to the glory of God.
在死亡的地方是不会有荣耀的。
There is no glory where there is death.
神不会把他的荣耀放在一个天然的器皿当中，一个终会死亡的器皿里。
God will not place His glory in a vessel, a natural vessel, a vessel that is destined to die.
所以神让拉撒路死。
So the Lord allows Lazarus to die.
并且要在坟墓里有四天之久。
And remain in the tomb for 4 days.
神既然最后要复活拉撒路，为什么要让拉撒路在坟墓里待这么久呢？
Since God was going to raise Lazarus from the death, why does He allow Lazarus to be dead in the tomb for as long as 4 days?
因为神要借着这段时间来做一件事。
Because God wants to achieve one thing.
他要让拉撒路必须臭了。
He wants to allow Lazarus to give off a foul odor to have stench.
神必须让拉撒路在坟墓里也四天之久，神一定要让拉撒路必须臭。
God allows Lazarus to be in the tomb for 4 days and He wants Lazarus to give off stench.
是让我们人能够来闻到我们自己的臭气。
So that we can smell our own foul odor, our own stench.
我们要知道不是死亡能发出臭气。
We need to know it's not death that gives off the foul odor.
而是我们天然人，我们旧人的肉体会发出臭气。
But the natural man, the old self, that will give off this foul odor.
主要让我们每一个旧人都能够来闻到我们自己的臭气。
God wants each one of us, the old man, to smell our own stench.
能够闻到我们自己肉体的臭气。
Smell the stench of our own flesh.
让我们能够来认清我们旧人的真实的本质。就是会发臭气的肉体。
So that we can see the true nature of our old self, which is the flesh that will give off a stench.
肉体总有一天是会死亡的。
The flesh will die eventually one day.
我们的肉体，我们的旧人是没有办法来盛装神的荣耀的。
The old man, the self, cannot contain the glory of God.
我们的旧人，我们的己是与神的荣耀完全无关的。
The old man, the self, the flesh has nothing to do with the glory of God.
我们人的肉体，我们的己，就是我们里面的骄傲，我们的自负，我们的自以为是，我们自己人的荣耀。
The flesh of the old man is the pride in us, the conceit, and the self, and to glorify ourselves.
这些只不过是臭气而已。
These are the all that give off stench.
但这却是我们每一个旧人的光景。
But this is a true condition of all of us in the old man.
这也是当时马大玛利亚的光景。
This is also the condition of Martha and Mary.
他们都来对主说，你若早在这里，我弟兄必不死。
They all said to the Lord, if you had been here, my brother would have not died.
因为我们的旧人是按照我们自己的想法的。
Because our old self do things according to our own thoughts.
是按照我们自己意愿的。
To our own minds.
都要得着我们自己想要得着的。
And to gain whatever we intend to achieve.
都是为了满足我们自己所需要的。
It is to satisfy our own needs.
是要照我的意思。
It's
照我的时间，照我的方法。
It is to according to my own thoughts, my methods, and what I wanted.
你若早在这里，我弟兄必不死。
If you had been here earlier, my brother would not have died.
这样的器皿是无法来盛装神的荣耀的。
Such a vessel cannot contain the glory of God.
神要来得着他的器皿来盛装他的荣耀，一定要来对付我们这一个旧人。
If God is to gain us as his vessel, he needs to deal with our old person, old man.
让我们的旧人能被完全的破碎。
So our old self can be completely broken.
所以主说，拉撒路必须死。
Therefore, the Lord said, Lazarus is to die.
所以主说，我们这个旧人必须死。
And the Lord says, our old self is to die.
我们这个旧人的器皿必须要被破碎，被完全的破碎。
Our old man, this vessel needs to be broken completely.
但死亡和破碎不是神工作的目的。
But death and breaking are not the ultimate purpose of God's work.
我们都知道神工作的目的是为神的荣耀。
We all know the purpose of God's work is for the glory of God.
为着神的荣耀，我们要愿意来被主完全的破碎。
For the glory of God, we need to be willing to be completely broken by Him.
我们要有这样一个愿意的心。
We need to have a willing heart.
就像主听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之地仍住了两天。
It's like why Jesus is willing to stay two more days after he knew that Lazarus became ill.
当我们落在一些我们自己所不愿意的环境的时候
When we encounter some unpleasant circumstances
我们是不是心中也会来说主若早在这里我这样的光景我这样的遭遇就不会发生了
Do we also say in our own hearts if God had been here earlier we would not have encountered this
但主仍住了两天
But God stayed here two more days
只是为了让我们能被完全的破碎
so that we can be completely broken
我们要能够来成为神荣耀的器皿我们就要来先被神破碎
For us to become glorious vessels of God first we need to be completely broken by Him
神要得着的器皿是一个被破碎的器皿
The vessel God's desire is a vessel that is completely broken by Him
第二神要得着的器皿是复活的器皿
Second, God's desired vessel is a resurrected vessel
神只能在一个被破碎的器皿身上来成就他的工作
God can only accomplish his work through a broken vessel
我们看见神用拉班来破碎雅各
We see God use Laban to break Jacob
所以神在雅各身上能够来成就他的工作
So that God's work can be done on Jacob
神用旷野四十年的时间来破碎摩西
God used 40 years in the wilderness to break Moses
所以神在摩西的身上能够来成就他的工作
So he could accomplish his work in Moses
神在大马色的路上用大光来破碎扫罗
God used great light on Saul's way to Damascus.
所以神在保罗的身上能够来完成他的工作。
So that he can complete his work in Paul.
今天神也借着我们周围所遇的环境，我们所碰到的人事物来破碎我们。
Today God also used the people around us and the circumstances we encounter to break us.
就是为了能让神在我们身上来完成他的工作。
This is so that we can allow God to accomplish what He desired to do in us.
因为我们知道，当我们被神破碎之后，神在我们身上继续的工作，一定就是复活。
So because we know that if God break us, He will complete His work of restoration in us.
神的工作从来不是来医治我们的旧人。
His work is not to heal us, the old man in us.
神的工作也不是来改变我们的旧人。
It is not to change this old man in us.
神的工作是要我们的旧人和主同钉十字架，与主一同埋葬。
His work is for the old man in us to be crucified with Jesus and to be buried with him.
这样我们才能与主一同复活。
So that we can be resurrected with the Lord.
成为一个新人，成为一个复活的器皿。
Become a new creation, a resurrected vessel.
这正是神在被完全破碎、已经死了的拉撒路身上的工作。
This is exactly the same work that God did in Lazarus who died.
主来吩咐拉撒路从坟墓里出来。
God commanded Lazarus to come out from the tomb.
主叫拉撒路从死里复活。
He called Lazarus to rise from the dead.
复活的拉撒路就成为了一个复活的器皿。
The resurrected Lazarus became a resurrected vessel.
主没有医治拉撒路。
The Lord did not heal Lazarus.
相反，让他死去。
On the contrary, he allowed him to die.
让他被埋在坟墓里。
Allow him to be buried in the tomb.
然而，主却让他从死里复活。
However, he raised him from the dead.
让他成为了一个复活的器皿。
And he made him a resurrected vessel.
今天神要在我们身上来做同样的工作。
Today God wants to do the exact same work on us.
只有当我们愿意让神来破碎我们的旧人。
Only when we are willing to allow the Lord to break the old man in us.
我们愿意让我们的旧人与主同钉十字架。
Willing to have our old self to be crucified with the Lord.
愿意与主一同埋葬。
To be buried with him.
主复活的工作就能够来成就在我们的身上。
This way God's resurrection work can be done in us.
我们就能够来成为一个复活的器皿。
And this way we will become a resurrected vessel.
第三，神所要得着的器皿是荣耀的器皿。
The vessel God seeks is a vessel of glory.
当我们成为了一个复活的器皿，神就把他的荣耀放在这个复活的器皿当中。
When we become a resurrected vessel, God places His glory in this resurrected vessel.
我们就成为了一个荣耀的器皿。
And we become a vessel of glory.
能来彰显神的荣耀。
That can manifest the glory of God.
神不会把他的荣耀放在我们的旧人天然的器皿的当中。
God will not place His glory in our old self.This natural vessel.
神不会把他的荣耀放在一个没有被完全破碎过的器皿里。
And he will not place his glory in a vessel that is not completely broken.
神只能把他的荣耀放在经过被完全破碎复活之后的器皿里。
And he will only place his glory in a completely broken and was a resurrected vessel.
神只能用荣耀的器皿来彰显神的荣耀。
He will only use a resurrected vessel to manifest his glory.
这正是主所说的，这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀。
This is what the Lord means when he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God.
这病不至于死，主让我们看到，这个死不是我们最后的死亡。
The sickness is not unto death.What the Lord wants us to see is that this death is not the final death.
这个死不是我们最后的结局。
This death is not our end result.
主要我们经过死亡来经历复活。
The Lord wants us to experience resurrection through death.
主要我们活在这个复活的生命的当中，成为一个复活的器皿。
He wants us to live in the resurrected life and to become a vessel of resurrection.
是为着神的荣耀。
This is for the glory of God.
是为着神的荣耀能够来放在这个复活的器皿当中。
This is so that the glory of God can be placed in this vessel.
能够来彰显神的荣耀。
And to manifest His glory.
这个复活的工作不仅坐在拉撒路的身上，也坐在马大和玛利亚的身上。
The work of resurrection was not only done in Lazarus, but also done in Mary and Martha.
今天这个复活的工作也要做在我们每一个相信他的人身上。
This work of resurrection will also be done in each one of us who believe in him.
让我们每一个人都能够来成为神荣耀的器皿。
May all of us, in each one of us, become a glorious vessel of God.
最后我们要来看，当神的荣耀彰显出来的光景是怎么样子的。
Lastly, let's look at how God's glory is revealed in His glorious vessel.
让我们能够来知道， 今天神的荣耀有没有显在我们的当中。
So this will help us to see whether or not God's glory is being manifested.
如果我们都不清楚，都不知道神的荣耀今天到底有没有彰显在我们的当中，我们所有一切的追求都是枉然。
If we do not know whether or not God's glory is manifested, all that we seek is in vain.
所以当拉撒路、马大、玛利亚成为了神荣耀的器皿了之后，我们就看见神的荣耀就显在他们的中间。
We see when Lazarus, Mary, and Martha became the vessel of God, we saw the glory was manifested.
约翰福音十二章当中前面记载到。
A book of John, chapter 12, says this.
逾越节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。有人在那里给耶稣预备宴席，马大侍候，拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。
Six days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom he had raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil.
这短短的三节就给我们看到神荣耀所彰显出来的光景。
This short three verses shows us the manifestation of God's glory.
首先我们要知道神的荣耀要彰显在神的家中。
First, we need to know God's glory is to be manifested in God's house.
我们看到耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。
We see Jesus came to Bethany. This is where he raised Lazarus from the dead.
在这个复活的地方显出了神的荣耀。
In this place of resurrection, God's glory was revealed.
神的荣耀不仅彰显在耶稣的身上，神的荣耀也彰显在这个伯大尼的家中。
God's glory was not only revealed in Christ Jesus, but also in the house of Bethany.
神的荣耀是彰显在神的家中的。
God's glory was manifested in God's house.
神的荣耀不是只在一些荣耀的器皿里。
God's glory is not only manifested in through some glorious vessels.
今天神要所要得着的是一个团体的器皿。
Today, God wants to wants to gain a corporate vessel.
一个荣耀的团体的器皿。
A glorious corporate vessel.
所以神要得着许多复活的子粒来。
Therefore, God wants to gain a multitude of resurrected grain.
要得着一个荣耀团体的器皿来彰显神的荣耀。
A glorious corporate vessel that can manifest God's glory.
神的荣耀一定是显在神的家中的。
God's glory must be manifested in his house.
接着我们看到他们在那里 与主一同坐席一同聚集的时候。
Now we see they gathered together with the Lord.
我们看到有人在那里给耶稣预备宴席。
Some prepared a supper for Jesus.
马大在那里侍候。
Martha served.
拉撒路在那里同耶稣坐席。
Lazarus sat at the table with Jesus.
玛利亚在那里用香膏抹耶稣的脚。
Mary anointed Jesus with his anointed Lord's feet with costly oil.
没有一个人在那个家中是闲站的人。
Nobody was idle in the house of Bethany.
这是一幅充满神荣耀的景象。
This is a scene full of God's glory.
他们在那里一同聚集在主的面前。
They gathered together all before the Lord.
他们在那里也一同的侍奉，一同的献上。
They all were serving and offering together.
我们看到马大有马大所献上的。
We see what Martha served.
拉撒路有拉撒路所献上的。
And we saw Lazarus offering.
玛利亚也有玛利亚所献上的。
We saw what Mary offered.
他们当中没有一个人是不献上的。
None of them was idle.
这个就是神荣耀的彰显。
And they all have their offerings and service. This is a manifestation of God's glory.
在神的家中彰显神的荣耀，我们就要来一起来侍奉，一起来献上， 一起来追求。
To manifest the glory of God, we need to serve together, offer together, and serve together.
神给了我们今年夏令会的机会。
God gave us this year. God gave us the opportunity of summer conference.
这个就是我们一同能够来追求，一同能够来认识主的机会。
This is the opportunity for us to pursue the Lord and to know the Lord.
这个就是让神的荣耀能够来彰显在我们当中的机会。
This is the opportunity for Lord's glory to be manifested in our midst.
所以我们鼓励弟兄姐妹，如果还没报名，我们尽快报名。我们还有一个礼拜的时间。
So we want to encourage brothers and sisters, if you have not registered yet, seize the time. We still have 1 week left.
让神荣耀彰显的光景也能够来显在我们的当中。
So that the Lord's glory be filled among us.
当神的荣耀彰显的时候，我们也看到在神的家中是丰富的，是热闹的。
When the glory of God is manifested, we also see the house of God is bustling and busy.
里面的人是忙碌的。
And people are very busy.
就像旧约当中，当神的荣耀在以色列百姓当中的时候，祭司、利未人他们是非常的忙碌的。
Just like the Old Testament, it says when God's glory was among the Israelites, the priests and Levites, they are very busy.
相反，当神的荣耀离开他们的时候，祭司、利未人就在那里无所事事，甚至完全离开了圣殿。
And on the contrary, when God's glory departed from them, those priests and Levites, they became idle and even departed from the temple.
所以要我们能够来看见，我们在一起能够一同来聚集，一同来追求，一同来侍奉，这个是充满这样一个丰富的。
So we can see that God's glory is fully manifested when they gather together and serve Him together.
而且神的荣耀显现的时候，它是显出活泼的生命。
And when God's glory is manifested, there will be a lively life.
一个活泼的生命不是一个古板机械的生命。
A lively life is not rigid life or programmed life.
不是所有的一切都是被 programmed.
Everything cannot be is not programmed.
我们不是每一次的聚集，我们只要摁这个 button， 所有的东西都一样的。
It's not every time when we press a button, everything would be the same.
神荣耀的光景显现的时候，都是随着圣灵带领的。
When God's glory is manifested, everything will be led by the Holy Spirit.
不是出于安排，不是出于传统，不是出于习惯。
It's not based on arrangements, traditions, or habits.
而是随着圣灵的意思。
But following the will of the Holy Spirit.
无论马大的侍候、拉撒路的坐席、玛利亚的奉献，都是随着圣灵的意思。
Whether it's Martha's service, Lazarus' sitting, or Mary's offering, they are all according to the Holy Spirit's will.
这就是神荣耀的彰显。
This is a manifestation of God's glory.
神的荣耀所显出的是活泼的生命。
The glory of God reveals a lively life.
同时我们也看到神的荣耀会发出香气，基督的馨香之气。
And at the same time, we also see God's glory also emits a fragrance.
玛利亚用香膏抹主的时候，屋里就满了香气。
When Mary anointed Jesus, the house was filled with fragrance.
在神荣耀显现的地方，没有我们旧人所发出的臭气，只有膏的香气。
In the places where God's glory is manifested, there is no stench of the old man, but only the fragrance of Jesus.
只有基督的馨香之气。
Only the fragrance of Jesus.
因为只有这个香气才能让神得到完全的满足。
Because only this fragrance can completely satisfy the Lord.
这就是神的荣耀，这就是神荣耀的彰显。
This is God's glory. This is a manifestation of God's glory.
这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀。
This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God.
荣耀是神的自己，是神自己的彰显。
Glory is God Himself.And the manifestation of His glory.
荣耀是神的标准，荣耀也是神的工作。
It is also God's standard and also God's work.
神在地上，在我们中间唯一的工作就是他的荣耀。
And this is also His only work among us, which is His glory.
神来恢复我们人失去神的荣耀。
He came to restore us who lost God's glory.
神要全地都能够来充满着他的荣耀。
He wants His glory to fill the earth.
神借着他的儿子主耶稣基督，完完全全的彰显了他的荣耀。
Through His Son, Lord Jesus, God fully manifested His glory.
同样，神今天也要借着他所有蒙恩的儿女来彰显他的荣耀。
Likewise, today God also wants to manifest His glory through all His blessed children.
为着神这个荣耀的旨意，他来寻找我们，他来制作我们。
For His glorious purpose, He came to seek us and to mold us.
他要来得着能彰显他荣耀的器皿，是一个被完全破碎的器皿，一个复活的器皿。
He wants to gain vessels that completely manifest His glory, those vessels that are fully broken by Him and resurrected.
好让这个器皿能够来盛装神的荣耀，能够来彰显神的荣耀。
So that this vessel can contain His glory and express His glory.
让全地都能够来充满着神的荣耀。
So the whole earth will be filled with His glory.
今天当我们站在荣耀神的面前的时候，我们所有的一切都是在神荣耀的光中。
Today, as we stand before the God of glory, everything is in the light of His glory.
神用他的荣耀来检查我们。
God uses His glory to examine us.
神用他的荣耀来抓住我们。
He uses His glory to captivate us.
他用他的荣耀来制作我们。
He uses His glory to mold us.
直到我们成为一个能彰显神荣耀的器皿。
Until we become a vessel that can manifest His glory.
我们知道我们现在所用的相机都是数字式的。
Now we know we all use digital cameras.
但以前不是这样，以前的相机都是用底片的。
But in the past, we use cameras using a film.
当底片在相机里被曝光，光所照进来的东西就被底片抓住。
When the film was exposed in the camera, exposed to light, the light captured the image.
然后底片就要被带进暗室，放在一些化学的液体里面，经过一段的时间，慢慢底片上就显现出来了被照的东西。
Then this film will be taken to a darker room, immersed in some chemical solutions, and after some time, the image would gradually appear.
我们每个人就好像是一张张的底片。
Each one of us is like a film.
我们是能够来接受光的底片。
We can receive light.
当神荣耀的光照在我们里面的时候，我们就像底片一样，能够来抓住这个荣耀的光。
When God's glorious light shines into us, we are like the film, can capture those glorious light.
之后，神就开始在我们这个被光照过的底片上面来做工。
Then God began to work on us and as the film that is exposed to light.
有时我们要经过黑暗。
Sometimes we need to go through darkness.
有时我们要历经艰难。
Sometimes we need to go through trials and tribulations.
有时这个是一个非常缓慢的过程。
Sometimes it's a very slow process.
但慢慢慢慢，我们就看到神荣耀的形象就会在我们这些底片的身上能够来显现出来。
But gradually, God's glorious image will appear in us.
虽然一开始这个形象不是那么完全。
Even though at the beginning it's not that complete, the images are not complete.
可能也是模模糊糊的样子。
It could even be blurry.
但当我们愿意神在我们身上能够有继续不断工作的时候，神的这个荣耀的形象在我们的身上就会变得越来越明显。
But if we allow God to continuously work in us, and His image will become more and more clear.
直到神的荣耀能完全的显现在我们的里面。
Until God's glory is fully manifested in us.
今天愿我们都是在神的手中。
Today may we all be in God's hand.
我们都愿意来经过黑暗。
May we all be willing to go through darkness.
我们愿意来历经这些艰难。
May we all be willing to experience.
我们都愿意来等候神的时间。
And be willing to wait upon the time of God.
我们都愿意神在我们身上不断不停的工作。
Be willing for God's continuous work in us.
直到我们能够来成为神荣耀的彰显。
Until we can manifest His glory.
这病不至于死。
This
乃是为神的荣耀。
This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God.
愿荣耀归于神。
All glory to God.
我们低头。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主我们何等的感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
虽然我们常常亏欠你的荣耀，但是你的荣耀永不败落。
Even though we often fall short of your glory, but your glory never fails.
愿我们都能被你的荣耀所吸引，把我们自己放在主的手中。
May we all be captivated by your glory, so we can be willingly put ourselves in your hands.
我们求你来制作我们，好使我们都能够来成为彰显你荣耀的器皿。
May you mold us and shape us so we can become the vessels that manifest your glory.
不是为着我们自己，乃是为着你的荣耀，为着让全地都能够来充满着你的荣耀。
But not for ourselves, but for your glory, so that the earth will be filled with your glory.
但愿一切的荣耀都归给我们的神，永永远远。
May all glory be unto you forever and ever.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.